More than 600,000 hunters take to the woods every fall in Wisconsin, but that number could be significantly lower this year because some white-tailed deer in the state are suffering from a fatal illness, chronic wasting disease. Dan Spray of member station WUWM in Milwaukee reports that some are reluctant to hunt the potentially sick animals.
Wisconsin has a massive deer population. It's easy to see that on Rita Offerdahl's property. Offerdahl lives on 56 acres of forest and apple orchard in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin. You can't sit more than an hour, she says, without seeing deer.
Because there's not only apple trees here, there's cornfields back farther, and this is like heaven to them. They love it here.
This is the non-automated side, okay? Now I'll take it to the automated side. We're seeing PD.
Throngs of hunters would normally be on this rifle range at Shooter's Gun Shop in Racine, Wisconsin, preparing to converge on the land near Offerdahl's property. Today, though, there are only two. Manager Ken Barris says chronic wasting disease, which affects deer and elk and is similar to mad cow, has caused a panic.
The traffic isn't here. A lot of people are holding back on buying new guns, new bows, and that they want to see what's playing out.
Chronic wasting disease has never been shown to infect humans. Still, the World Health Organization cautions hunters not to eat venison from a potentially sick deer. And even though only a small number of wild deer in a centralized part of Wisconsin have tested positive, Varis says hunters everywhere are nervous.
The serious hunters are still hunting. The guys that are after the trophies are still hunting. The guys that are after the meat hunters, they call themselves meat hunters. They don't care if they get a trophy or not. They're after the meat. A lot of those guys are laying back.
The sale of hunting licenses in Wisconsin has dropped as much as a third this year. For many, it's the unknowns about this disease keeping hunters out of the woods. Researchers still don't know the disease's origin or how to cure it. For the time being, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants to keep the disease from spreading and wants to kill as many deer as possible in a 400-square-mile area in southern Wisconsin where it's been found. Department of Natural Resources Secretary Daryl Bazell has been trying to convince hunters to fight the disease by reassuring them that hunting deer and eating venison are safe.
Well, we think the risk is extremely low. Again, the World Health Organization tells us that CWD has never been transmitted to humans. We're passing on information about how to, again, how to safely field dress the deer and process it.
A lot of meat hunters will have to process the deer themselves this year because many butchers are refusing to handle them. Chip Bunzel owns Bunzel's Meat Market on Milwaukee's northwest side. He and his father normally use a building in back of their store to make sausage from venison. Now he says the threat of processing one infected deer is enough to discontinue the practice.
Everybody's nervous, the whole general public's nervous, and I'm just not doing it this year because I don't want it to have any effect on my business as far as a store.
Bunzel made his decision after some customers said they'd stop shopping at his store if he processes venison, even though the deer operation is separate from the rest of the market. That kind of caution is common, as chronic wasting disease is still relatively new in Wisconsin. Some of the state's food pantries, for instance, are not accepting venison this year. The Hunger Task Force of Milwaukee took in nearly 20,000 pounds of deer meat last year, says Executive Director Sherry Tussler. And while the organization would love to have that extra food to distribute this year, Tussler says it's too risky.
We have to make a decision. Would we give this food item to our best friend who was in need? And in that particular case, the venison just didn't pass the test.
Tussler says the Hunger Task Force will consider taking venison in the future if the state can assure them the meat is safe. But state officials can't do that right now. For now, Wisconsin officials are working to convince hunters not only that it's safe for them to hunt, but it's their duty if they want to help eradicate a deadly disease and keep alive a treasured tradition in this state. For NPR News, I'm Dan Spray in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin.